We're back here on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson. We'll be joined by Bruce Weber here in just a moment. This segment, hour two, I had a chance to talk with Jordan Willis, who is preparing for the NFL draft, former K-State defensive end. So we'll play that back for you as well. If you got questions on Twitter, fire them off, JL Kurtz or the game KMAN, if you have those. Kansas did lose. We were talking a little bit about, just to parlay the conversation about Oregon. I suppose that is one little feather in the cap for K-State fans this weekend. You don't have to worry about Kansas winning the national championship because they did go out to Oregon. Were you surprised just to see the way that that game actually transpired? Oregon was impressive, but Kansas going 5-for-25 from long range, I mean, it just did not seem like they had it.
Well, they played and shot the ball so well in the previous game and then so poorly in that. And I think all along, I think most everybody probably would have felt if and when they go out, that's how it's going to be, with somebody in the middle that can block some shots and them not making shots. I saw a graphic there at one point that they had made like 314 threes this year, 314 threes, which is a school record. Think about the enormity of that. And then 5-for-25 is so unlike what they have done really all year long. There was not a segment of that game, from my perspective, where I think they played at their optimum level. Is that fair?
I would agree. Waiting for the run, and it just never happened.
It took, what, 3 minutes for Jackson to have two fouls, and the game totally changed. But it was more than that, in that they never really got into a comfort zone offensively either. If they were good at their most optimum level anywhere for short stretches, it may have been a couple of stretches defensively, but not offensively.
Yeah, agreed. Well, we've got Bruce Weber on with us here on Wildcat Insider. Just out of curiosity, I guess, I don't know, Coach, how much you had a chance to watch that game, but how surprising was that Kansas-Oregon game to you?
It's surprising. I thought the way Kansas played against Purdue, I thought maybe Purdue with their inside presence, you know, may have a chance if they could, you know, get them in foul trouble and attack them and stay ahead. I thought the big, if you looked at a game plan, don't get behind Kansas right away for Purdue. And actually, Purdue was, what, were they up 33-25 or something? Then right before half, Kansas went on the run, and then they just took it to them. And then, you know, I did a couple radio things, obviously, because we had three Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16, and they said, how do you beat Kansas? And I said, hope they don't make shots. When they had some struggles during the year, which was not much, it was when they didn't make shots. And I kind of overheard Wyatt, when you had a little bit of an inside presence where you could, you know, protect the paint, block some shots like Oregon did. And then they had one of their worst shooting nights from three of the year. That was the perfect recipe for Oregon advance.
Coach, before we get into K-State talk here, I know you're good friends with Mark Few. How did you view the job he did to get them? He's had a lot of good teams. Some have said he's maybe had three or four teams better than this one, but they're headed to the Final Four for the first time.
And I'm really happy for him. I did talk to him last week, and I texted with him yesterday. He's had great teams, and he hasn't been able to get over the hump. But I think the thing about this team is they're big. They have bulk and size and depth, but I think they're toughness. And you know, he was very worried about West Virginia dealing with their physicality. They survived that. Now he's got to deal with another a coach that he mentored and Coach Martin, and they're going to have to deal with a very physical team in South Carolina, but. They played really well, and Xavier had to be the surprise, and then they just took it to Xavier, and which was, you know, everyone I think thought Gonzaga would be playing Arizona, and Xavier found a way to win, but they just didn't have enough in the tank against Gonzaga, and they had a pretty easy night against Xavier.
Bruce Weber talking with us here on Wildcat Insider. You've had some time now since the season ended, I would assume, to sit back, just kind of reflect on what the year was. When you do think about what you guys did this year, getting back into the NCAA tournament. How do you evaluate what the season was?
Well, you always want more at the end, obviously. As a coach, that's what you're striving for, pushing for. You know, one of our goals was to get in the NCAA tournament. We did that, and then we were able to, you know, win a game. We had some really nice moments during the season, and then we had some heartbreaking moments, and I think that, you know, I think that's probably the hardest thing, you know, as whether it's a player, the coaches, or the fans, you know, we're so close. I mean, you think about, you know, I thought about Kansas, you know, they just took it to Purdue, and then I'm thinking, I talked to Matt Painter after the game, and you know, Matt, we had a shot to beat them at their place, and it was tie at our place, and they had to make a couple plays down the end. And I thought Kansas would have a chance to win the national championship. So, you know, we did some really good things. I was really happy for our players to get a chance to be in the tournament, to have that experience, to win a game, to advance. I think those are all great experiences. I was happy for the seniors because I thought, you know, one of your goals as a coach is that the seniors play their best in their senior year. They have their best year of their career in their senior year. And I think all three guys, there's no doubt about that, that, you know, Wes, the way he played and emerged as a player, especially down the stretch, you know, he had his best year by far as the senior. DJ just, you know, surviving what he did and the way he played, you know, senior year is pretty incredible. And then even Corby really made some strides and did some of the things we had hoped when we recruited him, just the hustle plays and the energy stuff and, that glue guy stuff that he gave us, and, you know, that was important. So, you know, you're happy for those guys also. Now, you know, could we have gotten a few more? Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt, and that's got to be the, you know, I just met with the teams now, you know, hey, we played 8 games against Sweet 16 teams. We won 3. If you look around the country, probably not many teams did that or played that many games or won that many against Sweet 16 teams. And, you know, that's got to be the next step. That's got to be the next goal for our guys.
Bruce Weber is our guest. Coach, in terms of moving forward, looking into next year and beyond, it's obvious that you have some work to do to replace those seniors that you talked about, but in particular, Wesley Owundu and DJ Johnson. I know you've been out on the road a lot. Your staff's been out. Can you just give us a sense of where you're at in the process and what you would like to see happen here in the next few weeks, recruiting-wise?
Well, I think first, the biggest thing, and that's why I just addressed the players, it's taking that next step with our guys here. You know, Dean, Kamal, Barry made nice steps. You know, now can you take the step that Wes did, but don't wait till your senior year. You know, Xavier Sneed, Brian Patrick, you know, they got some chance to play. Cartier, just to get him back in there. So I think that's the most important. James Love, Isaiah Maurice, that's the most important thing. You got to live with those guys. We have 3 signed, two big freshmen, and I think they're both going to be very good players. One gives you more of Nigel Chad, gives you more of DJ, kind of that athletic physicality, running, jumping, and then Levi gives you more of the skilled guy that, you know, great hands, great touch, won the state, Nigel lost in the state championship, and then Mike McGurl gives you a versatile kind of combo guard. He lost in the Final Four, so he, you know, you got those guys, but the thing we'd like to get is an older big guy to help us with the younger guys, to give us a little more depth for whether it's Isaiah or Dean or, you know, James Love or whoever it might be, along with the 2 freshmen, and whether it's a junior college player, possibly a fifth-year guy, you know, that's one of our goals. And then if we could, you know, add another player, we do have another spot, it would be if somebody gives us versatility that, you know, play a lot of positions, kind of like Wes, Corby could, maybe you're 1, 2, 3 kind of guy. And, you know, that's kind of our goal, what we've been looking at. Obviously, there's always wish lists, you know, but you want to get the best player possible at the end.
We're talking with Bruce Weber here on Wildcat Insider. You know, I'm curious about point guard because Wesley Owundu did a lot of things. One of them was handle the ball quite a bit. Kamau Stokes at times seemed to have issues, especially down the stretch, with turning the ball over. How do you view what the future is or what it's going to be next year for you guys at point guard?
Well, I think Kamal early, he was 2-1 assist turnover, and that's kind of your goal. And then if you really get good and like Angel Rodriguez by that end of the year, he was getting close to 3-1. That's got to be Kamal's thing. He led us in assists. But if you really look at it, when he had 7 assists, 5 assists, those type of numbers, usually we won games. That means when he was distributing, getting the right people, and it also means you're probably making shots. And so, that's his next step. And, you still look at with him, he didn't get to play almost, most of the Big 12 the year before as a freshman. So he missed a lot of that. So he had to go through some growing pains, and he did. I thought late, as you said, he forced some things, tried to do too much, didn't let it come. Obviously, Wesley, made big strides, and when he can handle and do some things like at the three, that puts other teams in a bind. Barry made some strides, with that. But, Cartier will be a big key, and that was the piece that we thought, he could, push Kamal and those other guards, Barry. He could give us an athlete, somebody who could really push the basketball and go make plays. But he's just coming back. He finally, that last month, he got practice a little bit. It was good for him. He's going to have a good, month here before we go home for Christmas, before we go home for summer break, in May. And he's going to be important. But then, and that's why we recruited Mike McGlurro, just to give us another possible ball handler that could, do some distributing, get it where it needs to get. But, West made big strides with that, and you hope other guys will continue to make strides as they're supposed to. Even you look at Frank Mason, go back to his freshman numbers. It wasn't where he was at the end, and that's the key to any good player and good program. Look at Gonzaga. We looked it up today. 9 players on their team redshirted. 9 players redshirted. And that, if you go our Purdue teams years ago, our teams at SIU, my average year on my SIU team, we went to the 316, was almost 23 years old. And now the problem is, at our level now, if you say redshirt, they look at you like they have cancer. And, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You get another year of college, you get to get better, stronger, quicker, all that stuff. That's why I think Gonzaga has had the success they have. They have older, tougher guys that understand what it takes and that redshirt year. So I'm hoping a year for Cartier under, I wish he would have practiced the whole time. He didn't. But just being a year older, being around it, watching on the sidelines and having a coach's perspective, hopefully that'll all help his progress here next year.
Is Cartier to the point where he can go at 100% coach or not quite just yet?
I would say 80. He practiced at the end. He did some scout squad stuff. You could see just doesn't have the confidence, but all of a sudden he'd go make a move. We were practicing in Sacramento the 2 days before Cincinnati, and all of a sudden he made a move and went around Barry and somebody else, and it was like everybody looked and feared. It was like, wow, that's the first time he kind of let loose and did it. But, we got to go slow and keep pushing him, getting him stronger. He was in the gym every day. He didn't go home for spring break. He just felt he needed to stay here and work on his leg. So he was in the gym today. He's been in there working at it. Luke's been with him. Just hope and pray he doesn't have the bump. I know why. It's just been crazy here from Mason Jones. We find out, Luke has it. Luke Sauber, our trainer, has the mump. Dustin Yoder has the mump. He's been out. We haven't seen him in 10 days. DJ probably got it. Now we found out Xavier got it. And, the crazy DJ did not play very well against Cincinnati. And I kept, what's wrong, DJ? And he's sweating and all that. Well, 2 days later after he gets home, boom, his jaw swells up and he's got the mump. So, maybe that was the start of it. And we got to get healthy. We got the building quarantined. Bruce, guys out of there can't sleep in the same room with other players. We got to get that done, but then we really got to get after it once we get everybody healthy.
Bruce Weber talking with us again here on Wildcat Insider. Bruce, just before we let you go, I know you brought up the three guys that you have signed already. Which one of those three, Stockard, McGurl, or Shad, do you think has the best chance to make an impact next year?
Well, I hope the two big guys. I don't think they'll be 30-minute guys or maybe 20, but I think, you know, between them, our goal would be, you know, if each one can give us, like DJ did as a freshman, maybe a little more, you know, get that 8 to 12 minutes from each guy. Then you have Isaiah, and then if you can maybe add another big guy, you know, that gives you enough depth and different body. But I think that was one of the keys when we did, you know, win the Big 12 championship my first year. You know, you had J.O., and then you could bring in Thomas Gibson. Then you could bring in DJ. Then you could bring in Adrian Diaz. And you know, if you have that depth and versatility, it's kind of what it seems like. Who are Gonzaga, when you watch them, who are these guys? They keep coming. And you know, that definitely helps you. So I'd say the two big guys would be the key. Again, depending who else we sign here down the stretch.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. I hope you stay away from the mumps. I did not know that. That's crazy.
Me too. We tried to get the state of Kansas once all our shot records. Well, I'm too old. I don't even know if they had records of me. So Doc Ball started laughing when I said, "You have my records?" He goes, they didn't even have those at that time. So, yeah, we all got to stay away, and hopefully it doesn't affect any of our players. I hope Xavier's the last one, but we'll see. It's a crazy thing.
Well, Coach, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, bud.
All right, there's Bruce Weber with us here on Wildcat Insider. Man, I don't think I've ever known anybody to get the mumps. That's a heck of a thing.
A little bit of a different deal this day and age, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
At 5:25, you'll hear from Jordan Willis here on Wildcat Insider. When we come back, it was, as we touch on, a little baseball, women's basketball, not the greatest of weeks for those two, but not some of the comments Jeff Mitty had after the game were great after they lost a week ago on Monday. So we'll hit a little women's basketball and baseball when we come back here on Wildcat Insider.